President, I thank you. I rise today to speak briefly about a bill that Senator Warner from Virginia and myself will be offering later today. The title will be the TARP Recipient Ownership Trust Act of 2009. This bill intends to deal with the issue that our government finds itself in a position of large ownership in companies, something that I think none of us ever imagined would be the case some time ago. This piece of legislation only deals with TARP recipients. But what it does is solve the unease and the problem that many of us have here in the Senate and in Congress with the fact that we have such large government ownerships in companies. And what this bill would do would be to set up a trust for all company ownership, TARP company ownership, to be put into at stakes when stakes are larger than 20% of the company. What it would do is give the administration the ability to appoint three trustees to have a fiduciary obligation to the taxpayers of this country. It would be my hope that these trustees would be people like Warren Buffett or Jack Welch or people like that that we consider, all of us in our country, respect and consider to certainly be knowledgeable market participants. These trustees would be paid no money. They would do this as a duty to our country. And while their objective would be to look at these companies with fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers, they also would be given the direction to unload these ownerships by December 24th of 2011. I think this would go a long way towards giving all of us more comfort that there wasn't a political agenda with any of these companies, that these companies were being dealt with in a way that is fair and appropriate to the taxpayers. And I think this is something that, while it's not perfect, would do those things necessary to make us all feel a lot more comfortable about where we are. Number one, we'd have three neutral, well-respected business people looking after our taxpayer interest. Hopefully that would shield as much as possible any kind of political involvement in these companies. And secondly, obviously, they'd be given the directive to unload these, to unload this ownership by December 24th of 2011, as I have mentioned. Mr. President, they can come back at that time if they feel for some reason that this is not in the taxpayer interest. They can come back to us at that time and seek additional time should they think that's in our interest as taxpayers to extend that period of time. Mr. President, this is a bipartisan piece of legislation. This is not done with any kind of axe to grind. This legislation is being offered truly just to solve this rub that we all find ourselves in, that the American citizens find themselves in, where we have large ownership stakes. Specifically today, because of the ownership stakes that exist, now the three companies that would be affected by this would be AIG, would be Citigroup, and would be, of course, the automobile company, General Motors. There could be additional companies that, through conversions to common equity, that might be affected by this. Mr. President, I think this is a very common sense piece of legislation that I hope will have broad bipartisan support for. I thank you for the time.